Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus so much.
Kwebaza Katonda lwa kasera kalungi katwongedde.
Thank God for the good time he's added us.
Okusobola okulabika ngate twongera okufuna omusana gw'ekigambo kye.
That we move on to get the light of his word.
Ate okwawula aweereza Katonda atamuweereza.
And to separate the one who's serving God and that who never serves him.
Omutukuvu n'atali mutukuvu.
The righteous and the unrighteous.
Era nga tumanyi omusana ogw'okumanya ogwo.
And we know that light of knowledge.
Gwayogerako mu Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula ey'okuna.
Which speaks of in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
N'olw'omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu.
And the verse 6 and 7.
Agamba nti obugagga obwo.
And he said that treasure.
Obw'omusana ogw'okumanya.
Of the light of knowledge.
Asazeewo akkirize gube.
He decided it to be in these jars of clay. And then the exceeding power that will come from God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And it's not coming from us. Now, if we need the power of God, we have accept him pack in us the treasure of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For after he has sent that treasure, then he has to follow it up with exceeding power which come from God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We were meant to move on study the schemes of Satan unto God and his church. But I thought like this. You know, many times, if
we
not yet realize the power of God will come from where, you may try to seek it in a way which is not right. But I'm requesting, because of the authority of the Holy Spirit, and we see the power of God, how can it come to us? Praise Jesus so much. For in this generation, people seek for power. But what can we do to get the original power from God? God says like this, that after he puts in us the treasure of the light of knowledge,
and
then he sends the exceeding power from him.
So twagala okusoma ku nti Katonda bw'asindika obugagga.
We want to study that when God sends the treasure of the light of knowledge in this, that if you get the knowledge of God, God adds more power unto you. We want to summarize and sum the heading that is not a bit big.
For
you may not know the power is going from coming from where which is going to help you. But after you get the knowledge of God,
sitting
power from himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After you get the treasure of the knowledge of God, he sends the much power from him through the Holy Spirit and the angels, and then they uphold you.
Now
we want to study on that issue today. Some of the things in the schemes of Satan,
we
seek for power and it makes us fall into many problems. Yet we don't know how we are to get it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But if we get the treasure of the knowledge of God, and then he sends the exceeding power, now we need the power always.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We need the power. We cannot live without the power. But it's not physical power. We need the power from God to confront the powers of darkness. For Satan and his fallen angels today, those called the demons, they use the power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We as the church of Christ, we too need the exceeding power. But how are we going to get it? For indeed, this generation people look for power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And there is a serious trouble in that. And you feel you need the power. Is it not that? Don't you see we are in this world? And we minister in this ministry. But everything we speak has power attached to it. which cometh from God. Right now you may not perhaps see it, but if you want to see, go ask people, those who spoke of truth, how they were treated. Speak a little truth and the Satan beats you up.
But speak
the many things concerning Satan
and
never touches you. What you think is that? There is an exceeding power beyond his.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And I want to tell you how our power, it is going to come from God.
It
will please him as we choose what he wants. The knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I've begun like this in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Second
Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyayogera nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza eyaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwokumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gaddenga eri Katonda.
Jambulungi.
Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda. So serife.
Uliriza bulungi ekigambo.
Listen well this word.
Yagadde tusome ku kigambo kino kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
I wanted us to study this word of by the Spirit of God. For all long he's been speaking it in my ears. And he said, these people, these children of God, they've not yet discovered what is moving on and where is the power coming from, that which moves on, uphold and sustain them today. And what is it going to be established on? And what can take it away? And you begin to get attacked if we throw off the knowledge and we reject to work in that knowledge. Exceeding power we see these days in our midst. Friend, it can never remain.
Say,
after commanding the light of knowledge, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God to shine in the darkness, but there is also powers of darkness. I made you understand me. Now if there are powers of darkness, God gives the treasure of knowledge.
And
treasure is the much light which shines in darkness. It means him now has to follow it with exceeding power to fight that darkness with the powers of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he says
that
treasure of knowledge of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God
is
put it in our vessel of clay, and it means that we are
weak,
but he's put
obugaga
treasure in us,
obugaga
the treasure of knowledge.
And
then we'll send the power, the exceeding power, right from him, not from ourselves. There's been a song saying, God today
rules
the exceeding power on the planet earth. You lose the power, the exceeding power in your final work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That song, one day I was preparing going for a bath.
It
brought back this topic we started today, as we started it in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And he says, still you see, we want to lose the extended power to be able to fight powers of darkness. If you don't hold this treasure of knowledge, accept it to enter your vessels of clay, we cannot lose the power, the exceeding power
Kumanga yagamba.
For he said,
we are
going to lose the power of the Holy Spirit. Like that which was when we created the heaven and earth. Maybe you cannot measure that power. How created heaven and earth and their fullness. What power, to what extent was it used? Still in the final work as heavens and earth is taken away. The same power is coming back, the exceeding one. He spoke and he said, I'm going to send the many angels. Those who never worked like before under the sun. For they are the angels, the mighty ones. The mighty ones.
It means
if one is sent power of the Holy Spirit, he has to send the power through the angels, the mighty ones. And then you understand. But the way he is to do it,
we
are not going to go to the mountains too fast, that he loses power.
Yes, he was
praised. But he said, we do one thing, accept the light of knowledge. The knowledge of the glory of God. The full knowledge.
That
these vessels of clay. That you will lose the exceeding power. The exceeding power. You're
not
going to fight with demons.
We
just look at people like this. And you go from my way.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Power is going to be around you. You know it's still hidden before us this time. He's walking silent.
Lest
powers come and the vessel are not yet filled of light of knowledge. And we make a mistake and we are stricken by it. Now it's walking silent, slow. Destroying the wars, witchcraft. Getting jobs, healing instant. These are mad people.
Healed.
No touching them, you see them healed. But if we dare hold
this
light of knowledge and
light
the darkness of Satan, you know, darkness of Satan is the deception. And
all
stealing, killing, and destroying has power, that word, the deception of Satan. If we bring light of knowledge and lightning it, God says, since you've ashamed of them, they are going to attack you.
Now
what I have to do is send the exceeding power. The exceeding power. Look, the thing is this. You cannot come out and expose Satan and all the schemes he does. And these wizards and sorcerers.
If
you live there without power, it is never there. Now what God did, he first prepared power, the exceeding power. And
they
say what you do me is one thing. Apostle, you're going to work with me?
You
told me, will you help me?
I told him, God will help you.
If you give me ability to help you, for no one can help you.
He
say, I'm going to do one thing to you.
I'll
do your brethren who will help me. I want to give you the treasure of knowledge. I put
it
in the vessel of clay.
You can see the kamanya that sing of
and it follows the light of knowledge. And it doesn't come from you, but it comes from me. I don't know whether you've understood that. But
we're
going to repeat this verse, you see.
Abakorinse ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyaka mitima jaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo
nti yayaka mitima jaffe
that is shone in our hearts.
Kubanga yasooka n'alagira omusana gwake mu kizikiza
commanded light to shine in darkness.
Sinaba kunyonyola nnyo kizikiza
kino, not yet explain this darkness.
Naye abaleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa bebatalina kumanya
brings darkness and castle are those without knowledge.
Era be balimba abakulemberwa mu Sitaani
self deceivers who are led by Satan. After commanding that light shine in darkness,
say
the light of knowledge, let it shine in our hearts. Knowledge of the glory of God. Knowledge of God and His glory. Explaining, he said, His treasure. Verse
7.
2 Corinthians 4 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tulinawo mu bibya eby'ebbumba.
N'agamba nti naye obugagga buno
this treasure.
Obugagga obw'omusana ogw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa kye.
The knowledge of God and His glory.
Tulinawo mu bibya byaki.
Have them in these jars of clay.
Dabako.
Gino
mikono gya nyama.
Hands of flesh.
Era tegisobola kuba luyi sitaani n'azirika.
And it cannot slap Satan and he faints.
But
you can pull it like this and use the treasure of knowledge and Satan falls off. For you use the knowledge,
out of it
comes the exceeding power following it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
Once put this treasure in these jars of clay we are in, and then we'll boost off.
2
Corinthians 4 verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tulinawo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda, so si eri ffe.
You hear well. That this treasure
of
the full knowledge of God and His glory, that light, put it in the jars of clay. And as we release the knowledge, and the
exceeding
power
will
come from Him. Now listen. In this work we've done this, God has called us to help Him. We
were
not able to help Him by our own, but by the Spirit of God.
Now,
what
he
is helping me do this one thing. Me fill in your life
of
the treasure of the full knowledge of God and His glory. Give me one mission.
As you spread
light, the power
of His,
I send the power.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus so much. That's why the song
says,
Lord, today you
loaves
the exceeding power of your Holy Spirit, the exceeding much power on the planet earth. In your final work,
yes,
praise Jesus. The only way we are to do it, maybe you have not yet seen the exceeding power. But the exceeding power
has begun
its journey.
But
to us who've not prepared ourselves,
it comes
exceeding and you hold darkness in you,
it
can mingle you within it.
It
can wake up tomorrow and you become a goat, to show you how long you've been a goat in the midst of sheep.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
hear the knowledge, but you dodge it. Sometimes when I pray the prayer today, lose. Think I say, Lord, and in us there is still darkness, how are we going to be? Won't you handle us like Moses, like Aaron and Miriam?
For
that was a little power.
And
you go
oruazi.
Cold, iced. You know what is moving on? We've not yet realized. You think we
have spoken
light, we lighten in darkness, and we've trusted nothing.
abasinga baje nayo bayesinga
kikubagira
begins
to challenge Satan.
Oriye yaragira omusara gwa kamuchi.
The one who commanded that shine and
darkness.
The light of knowledge.
Yasoka tege kamanyi
gasinga. First prepared the exceeding power. Oyo
ne katonda kitafu
mwana. God the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yatege kayamanya gasingo.
Prepared the exceeding power.
We don't know what
you not yet realize that well. That's why I move not afraid. And just to speak the light of knowledge,
you
cannot tell me that begin to struggle to speak out.
Because
how where will you escape this
man?
Where are they going to escape God who prepared exceeding power?
Yes, we
praise Jesus. I want you to gain boldness.
You
speak the light of knowledge. The light of the knowledge of truth, which is in the Word of God. That you think like this. After you believe the treasure sits in you,
that
what God is waiting for a little,
and
lose the power to work with you of the Holy Spirit. And it's exceeding much.
Now,
when God says exceeding power, wherever you pass, there will be power. But what's put upon you exceeds that. It exceeds that.
Something
much, you know how it engulfs the little. The wizards are there. False prophets are there. People doing
cannot
accept this light shine in the world. The light of the Word of God. The light of the full knowledge. But you think,
me,
what do I trust?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You think,
what am I trusting?
I
first
realized
God first prepared the exceeding power.
And I believe
the treasure to be put in the jar of clay.
And
then I accepted to help him as he requested. For I had no much work except to help him. Do you know the portion we help? Very little portion.
Accepting
aroma of knowledge spread everywhere.
And
passes our mouth. And after filling our hearts.
Progress
of knowledge. When he hears this smell, he adds more power.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. I want you to do one thing. Wherever you appear, if you want to see God's power,
try
see you speak light of knowledge.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's look here. Second Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11 to down. Second Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 11.
Setani alemengo kutwe kulumbalizako kubanga tetuli inga watategira nkwezi.
Setani.
You know the schemes of Satan.
Zoto zisoma tuzibikude.
We started them, we've revealed them.
Tuchagena maso
kuomoyo wa katona. Still moving on by the Spirit of God.
But he
went to speak that word.
Wansi. When two verses
and you reach to verse 14,
he
said the thing they had trusted in speaking the schemes of Satan
is
the progress of knowledge, for in it was much power which prepared behind.
He
spoke in that verse and he said,
2
Corinthians chapter 2 the verse 14, he spoke this.
2 Corinthians 2:14. Naye Katonda yebazibwe ashitwala bulijjo ng'abawanguzi mu Kristo, n'atubikkuza evvumbe ery'okumutegeera
Yemu buli kifo.
Ulide bulungi.
You understand well.
Olwokuba yatugambye mu Makolinso ekyokubiri.
Told us in 2 Corinthians.
Esule yokunonyo lw'omukaga n'olw'omusaba.
Verse 6 and 7.
Nti obugagga obwo.
That treasure.
Obumusana ogw'okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda.
The light of the knowledge of the word of God.
Okuleeta okumanya kwa Katonda okujjudde.
Bringing the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Abutadde mufi.
Put it in us.
Alyoka sindika amanya agasinga obulungi.
Send the exceeding power.
Agambye nti kakano.
He said now.
Awo yebuli kisera raba.
Right now we see that we are overcomers. You triumphed already. That because still
he
makes us reveal the aroma of knowing him.
Everywhere
we speak the
progress
that is based on to send the power, the exceeding power on the planet earth.
It's
his final work. Praise Jesus so much.
We commandi. Evumbe rine riyo kumanya mulwana ali wiranga linyoka
knowledge anytime he feels it
ngawona woyita
everywhere you pass
buli nsonga jibaleta
every issue they bring
ujogera mu kumanya
speak knowledge in it
ali okashindika gamanyi ge pogera bagashingo bu
power exceeding power we speak of
agaita moyo wo mutukufu
which passes his holy spirit.
The
problem we found ourselves, brethren. Most of us, we think, why is God filling us with knowledge? This is what adds the exceeding power, brethren. Anytime God wants us to be in knowledge, and he adds on the more exceeding power, which comes from him, which passes through his Holy Spirit,
and
armies of the holy angels.
When
he speaks in the verse 15, he says,
2
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15.
Kubanga tuli vumbe dunji eria Kristo eri Katonda mwabo. Nti kubanga tuli vumbe dunji eria Kristo eri Katonda mwaba abalokoka ne mwaba ababula.
Kwe gamba uroku maro kubanga tumazo kujulamu omusano woku manye chigambo cha Katonda.
Filled of the light of the knowledge of the word of God.
Ukuleto kumanya kwa Katonda
kujude. The full knowledge of God and his glory.
Agamba.
He says
nti eria abalokolebwa.
Unto those saved, we shouldn't fear to speak that.
Those
saved according to
that
we are an aroma of knowledge. You know, you reach a place and you begin to speak.
And
those who fear God wonder.
Wow.
And they say, wow.
This
is very great.
This
is what we yearn for long.
Those
destroyed, they say, we are dead. Let's go pray for him. He blinds the mouth. As they reach praying, they hear them say,
we are going to die.
The exceeding power begin to affect them. You ask it to Prophet Balaam. Prophet Balaam went to cast the people of God.
Anytime
he opened his mouth to speak,
he would
speak a blessing rather than a curse went to speak. Now Balak told him, why don't you curse those people?
He
told you, as I go to curse them, I rather release a blessing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. For he found that exceeding power. Yet in those days it was a bit small. This time in the final work, you hope what power is going to be.
Need
no matter what you do, that you're going to pray, that I fall, I don't waste my time to I don't pray.
That's why they say,
let's pray for those people.
I
tell you, let's come more into more knowledge. We don't pray back.
Anytime
knowledge, they send their own. They find the exceeding power around. Those people in the treasure of God. You cannot familiarize treasures of God. Every rich man protects their wealth. That's why though you make a crusade, me, I don't make one. That we begin to compete, we attract people. Me, I move more in the
world.
You make a crusade and people end up here. Now understand this, brethren.
You
take a long seeking for power.
agaveri katonda
which comes from umanyengeri
yo gafuna
you know how to get
yeno yenyine nyinje tusomako katikati
kati study of now
tokola mpakana bantu kugenda maso na kuleta kumanya
with people you move on get knowledge
akarosa kawunye
the aroma to smell around
ni katonda akawulire
and God feels the fragrance
omwana oyo banna
this child
bimwaje jasanyo
their mouth are of joy
jirete subi mu
they bring the hope in the world
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why we're not going to compete with any pastor in the battle like that. But our battle is always going to bring light and knowledge all the time. This light he commanded to shine in darkness. The light of knowledge.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Amen.
And then we shall see the exceeding power. People I find them praying and they are praying and they think much power is to come from prayer. You're joking. I will remain speaking knowledge which comes from the word of God, as you make crusades of prayers which are not meaningful.
Conferences.
Let's prepare a prayer. We have to stop that work. You will stop it. You try perhaps.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you, fear not. After getting the treasure of knowledge in you, and you do the knowledge as it is, he speaks and he says, that the one who knows doing good and they don't do it, it's the same. If you have knowledge and
not
moving it, the exceeding power will affect you.
Well,
you too, you'll be among those bringing darkness in the council.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus. Someone. The word is like this. We seek for power as church. Is it not that? We climb mountains. We fasted. We
done
all things possible to see power. We ended in powers of darkness. They ask much sacrifice. They torment. They inflict pain on children of God. For they did come from God. Which comes from God. Ready to come cause of knowledge.
Bakolinse chokubiri esule yokubiri nolunyiriri lwa 10 na mukaga.
2 Corinthians 2:16.
Eliaba ababula tulivumbe liva mukufa erileta okufa. Na ye eribali tulivumbe liva mubulamu erileta obulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Eliaba ababula
both getting lost.
Kujja kuongera nga kuogera kumanya okitegeere nti obula.
Speak and you will get to prove you getting lost. And you make contentions and walls. And you find walls on the way. As you attack those speaking knowledge. Do those getting life. It's the progress of life. And God feels joy. In progress of knowledge. And it feels, and it says, yes, those children fly like me. They fly the word. Just like fly it. It's me who taught them to profit. Now they are profited. Let me add them the exceeding power. Let me tell you
something.
Me, I don't pray much. When we pray our prayers here,
which
God has led us by His Spirit, I go back home sleep. Those who come home, I have a separate room I go to pray from.
After
I knew the secret of the power of God. I don't struggle.
Maybe come
speak till I go to my bed and I sleep, go in the spiritual world and we get in the councils with the Holy Spirit and armies of angels
whom
we're going to move on, do the works. You know, if you think I'm lying, go ask my wife.
She
never seen me sit on the bed and I'm praying
at
tomorrow's service and I'm praying.
era asaba bibye
ngabayebaza
mukaba
agenda kwebaka if she's thanking God as well
ingira musala yatalo
if she enters warfare
nange nga ndi muyangire
me too I'm in my prayer
awo dumune mukama ekitiwa
the times I say glory back to you Lord
walito kumanya obugaga
bwo kumanya mukama the treasure of knowledge Lord
namanya gasinga obunji gatukume
it's protection
abana baba kuwagara
mu nsi yonna those who love you in the world
Era when
they come sitting at home, they thought we are going to light a fire of prayer, and we are praying, and we babble in tongues. After supper,
we
give you a good vision, good night. Everyone to their bed.
Bagendola bira tubukesa nenja era ne tujja ntuwongera okwogera okumanya
and we come speak more knowledge
bagana ye mutumero aje bizimu tajimutuga
abo na ye demons strangle him
sije tetumulaba
we don't see him
wa ma Daudi gwe wandaba
Daudi
yamala nange emyaka
David spent with me
ebiri ne kitundu kutusula mu nyumba ye
half years we slept in the same house
nenga tandaba
did see me pray like that
lumu yanga
one day he told me
mutume tugende tusabe
ko so let's go for prayer this night
ne tugende
yo kusaba we went to pray
nasaba yo kati ni ne mugamba batuze mu tugende
I told him they have answered that's let's go He looked at me.
Naye kankubulire bobo yagala okulaba kumanyiga Katonda amanji.
Tell if you want to see of the exceeding power of God.
Gwe kirizo obugagga bw'okumanya kuno.
The treasure of this knowledge.
Kumanya ekigambo kya
Katonda. The knowledge of the word of God.
Kumanya ekitiibwa.
The knowledge of the glory.
Kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The full knowledge of God.
Ato obere mwetegefu.
And be ready.
Okwogera akalusa akakokumanya buli wamu.
Progress of knowledge everywhere.
Nibo mosaba.
Even if you pray,
it's
written, join them well.
Nga,
and there is knowledge.
Yes, you must
praise you. Jesus.
Nibo genda kuyimba.
Oh, you're going to sing. Try
kumanya,
to see you. Under, you explain in the scriptures. Most people ask me. Why are the songs you sing you want them to lack power?
building
knowledge
have
exceeding power.
Voices
are not going to be changing.
Because
you musician, you didn't know the secret which keeps changing your voice on the here. Sometimes you think things which are not knowledge and the power to get silent. You remain alone. You begin to speak voices funny here. In the new generation, with the full knowledge of God and His glory, everything's power is in the knowledge.
You reach here,
you sing things without knowledge. And you begin to struggle for breath. Let's move on, we see.
Abakorintho ekyokubiri, esuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 16.
Second Corinthians 2:16.
Eri abo ababula tulivumba eriva mu kufa erireeta okufa. Naye eribali tulivumba eriva mu bulamu erireeta obulamu. Era ebyo ani abiyinza?
Ani ayinza ebyo?
Who is able to do that?
Abiyinza yakugambye.
The one able he told you.
Bw'amala oteeka obugagga obw'okumanya.
After I put stress of knowledge. In the jars of clay, this flesh, the exceeding power,
it comes
from him, for he's the one able.
And he
said, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
Spirit
of God has power, you can't measure it.
You
cannot measure it.
You work
in the final work.
Let
me ask you.
You
hope this firmament God put it there. This firmament in this planet, God put it there how? The mountains and the slopes. Do you know that power?
Yes, we was
raised Jesus.
Amanyaga.
The power which made mountains stand strong. And they put the Atlantic Ocean there. And it put the dry land. The farmers. It made grass grow up. We have seen it ever since we lived on the earth. It last worked in the creation. The exceeding power.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. But I'm warming up for it.
The way
I saw how creation was, I saw power. Here on the world, we've not seen the power of God, the exceeding power.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. But
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 17.
2 Corinthians 2:17.
Kubanga tetulinga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda, naye olw'amazima, naye olwa Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda bwe kityo bwe twogera mu Kristo.
Tetulinga bali abasinga obungi abatabangula ekigambo kya Katonda.
Up the word of God.
But
for God,
you
not try to see.
You
want to see the exceeding power. Even when you speak, if you speak in the Bible, do not distort and mess up the word of God. Don't use wrongly the word of God. Even if you speak,
try to
speak. And don't mess up the word, but you speak scripture by scripture.
Don't say,
you know, there are situations we happen on us, mostly the marriage. You must put things of the Bible this time away.
Let's
agree on our issues.
Now,
the power to help you is to come from where?
You are distracted.
Today, I don't want you to read me scriptures.
You angered me. Let's
finish this issue of getting angered. Now you are out there, you claim, but you don't pay the word of God. Mess it, put it aside, and you do what you want.
You
don't read me the Bible. These wives, we begin where we end it. After this, God is for my side. And the husband said to eat, is on my side. Everyone. Let me tell you, see, Satan has schemes he wants to do in us.
He's
passed through that majorly to make us lack the understanding where our source of power comes from. We as church of full knowledge of God, the power we've been given, the exceeding power,
the armies
of the many angels serving you, the many coming visions and dreams you call them, they are coming through the full knowledge God gives us, not prayer and fasting.
It's releasing
the progress of knowledge.
Every
place you reach, even
though
you have not reached, you direct there. At least you send an audio filled with knowledge. Even if you write down and you make a story with someone, tell them as it's written here and there. And they want to bewitch your words, and they have power.
Mama,
what am I bewitching?
Obado orogabia yogede mutebitu kire twatuse ngamanyi manyi pechibo kulwaji watusindise mbintu ebizibu
beat you why you sent us in a dangerous spot.
So tutabangula ekigambo kya Katonda wantu wonna.
Spell the word of God anywhere.
Wabula lika kawuwa kako kumanya.
Let the aroma of knowledge.
Buli chokola necho yogera.
Everything you do and speak.
Kafubutukoli okola ba amanyi amanji.
Come out and see exceeding power.
Wawo, buli
we are going to be opened every place. Because of this exceeding power.
Kubanga ensi yagalawo ekalirawo amazima.
World closed and shut out.
Naye katugulawo lwa amanyi agasinga obungi.
The exceeding power.
Nebuba wagalawo.
No matter where they shut it.
Ngadaloli wakulira.
You are
onyanirizako katono nenyimira konjogere
brief and I stand to speak
utandika ambora
you begin a little
abadde yatandisenga uliro
le
mugodome
began you fill your eye up when
you
begin to speak you begin to lower yourself
kutoniwa no
you begin to disappear
mpaka na abamala rogendo okulaba
bakwata kumata they hold their cheeks like that
dana. Nature
and even that,
nature,
even that one,
no,
even those things. Don't reach in a place and begin. The demons of the
enemy
have to preach the gospel. You have to run away. You don't do that. Begin as it is written. What? The angels?
We are
workers with those
who
hold the word of God.
The angel of Gabriel is saying, the angel of
Gabriel is saying, even today,
an angel
is the mighty ones who fulfill the word. He has spoken what? Send the terrifiers.
There are
places you reach, I tell you. And you discover. These people, I preach the whole demons. Now,
nobody
you speak to angels of change. Don't pray, you just preach of those. After you finish, demons are no more there. One day we went to the city. The man was
sitting
on the covenant box. It's coming, as he said.
Moyo wa mkama ni sanduku ya mateka.
Iyo is coming.
Abantu nga bajibaka na bagweli
ko. Fell down.
But wavayo
moyo ya gamba chi. How to preach.
Musomese ko kwa uro moyo wa Katonda ne bikole byo butuki.
He told us to
ne ku moyo gwa Satan ne bikole
byo agwa. Teach of God's spirit and the evil spirit and their works.
Ne tubaga kati akomewo baba na moyo wa Katonda. Omoyo yadda.
That's the
yadda.
He didn't come back. You call him, come back on your head as he came. I already
stumbling
block waiting for them of knowledge and exceeding power. He comes and
we
ask them, and the Spirit of God doesn't know them. He never came back. But we were on their pulpits. Let me tell you, after you realize the power,
you're going to move with
God till you get out of the world to go home. And the power is there. You don't struggle to pull it to yourself. And it comes from God himself. And it moves on, come to you. To fight for you. To protect you. Because you have those treasures.
Because
where he speaks in the Proverbs. And he says when you speak wisdom. Proverbs 24:5. A person of wisdom holds power.
that he holds much power. And you ask where it comes from.
Bible says
in Jeremiah 8, verses 8 and 9, if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is in them? Means there's a wisdom.
It's
not reaching knowledge. It comes from the word. Begin the wisdom in the word. The power
it
has joined on you.
Don't struggle
on this day.
Mokama,
God,
service yarero.
Service
yetaga man.
It's power.
We took a yogera kumanyanga mani we gotta be sure.
Knowledge, power will manifest.
I always
spirit come in my power.
Angels,
even if you ask and you know God to speak knowledge, it will not manifest. That white church gave up on the power of God and they fought for evil powers and they were supposed to give up speaking knowledge. Powers of knowledge, powers of darkness move under ignorance, deception and hypocrisy. Proverbs 24:5.
Omuntu owamagezi aba waamaanyi. Weewaawo omuntu alina okumanya ayogera buyinza.
Ayongera kugamba oyogera tuka nekisinga oyogera bwogezi buyinza.
You reach and speak authority.
Dwa kumanya.
Cause of knowledge.
Nguyinza bungi.
And the authority is much.
Ubukobeere mabigano wiwunya
nokwe. What follows and you wonder.
Yo buyinza obwo.
That not authority.
Ekintu kino kyakozeddwa kitya?
How was this thing done? How did God do it?
He respecting
respects this treasure of knowledge.
And the
time as it's written,
and
in other words, speak knowledge. And that's power.
If
the Holy Spirit comes. Remember, it's the spirit of knowledge.
It's
the spirit of wisdom.
Now he wants
to manifest the exceeding power
and
the spirit of his wisdom, of understanding, of the counsel,
the
spirit of knowledge, of the fear of God.
Now
the spirit of power, he will increase. Let's repeat it. Proverbs 24 verse 5.
Omuntu owamagezi aba waamaanyi. Weewaawo omuntu alina okumanya ayongera obuyinza.
Njagala tusome ya luzungu.
I want us to read the English version.
Somere.
Proverbs 24 verse 5.
Ngera abiri munya olunyiriri lwa kutaano.
A wise man is strong.
Omusajja omugezi aba waamaanyi.
Yeah. A man of knowledge increases strength.
Eroyo alina okumanya yeyongera mu maanyi.
You hear
what happens?
Amani gaba geyongera buchi.
Power increases.
Singo tanu okwogera okumanya.
If you begin to speak knowledge,
evumbe ryo okumanya buli bodifuruka.
Aroma of knowledge anytime it
Amani
comes.
Amani gagenda geyongera
okweyongera. Power increases on it.
Ekibira ko kibira bwe.
What is this?
Ebiba bya kulumbye
jjo. What attacked you yesterday?
Nebisingana wa amani.
And they found power.
Biga mba tugende tweyongera amalala.
Let's go mobilize more power.
Tukunganya
and we gather powers of darkness.
We got teko.
We rejoin on.
Nabuga gendo kujja.
As they come.
Nganera wa yonge do kumanya no
kuogera. You increased for knowledge to speak.
Na wa amani ngakozi.
And due to your powers increased.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus.
We gamba. Bobaba katuka moyo mtu kuvabera ona abara
bole there and one
aga mbiro bwe bitieta gamanyi
bwe this season they need this power
kati bine ebiro bye tuli mulero
the seasons we are in now
gali nakuba matinite
it has to be minimum power
nebo tunagula we
yes when we shall open up
ngayongera
he adds more
yes you ever see when
praise Jesus so much
era gali kwa gatumara
bomazi what is around is enough for us.
May I know
anytime we increase?
Anytime
we increase, it adds more power.
We
add more power. It increases.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
How
long do you want power to increase on you? Understood how it increases? Let me tell you, brethren, we are not where we are going.
As
ask how shall we stand?
And you say,
in this
world, in the midst of it,
as we
speak this knowledge, the light of knowledge, as we speak it in darkness, of the ignorance,
of
deception of Satan, how are we going to survive? Others are afraid already. If it begins to run, television shouldn't come with to bring problems to us.
I said
the words that need to
be seen
as retain them silently here. Because they say, when it moves in the world, we are finished.
Those
prophets are going to pray evil to us. Fear not. When it begins, power will increase.
And the
armies of angels. Another reason I say now, have mercy on us. Lord, help us. Let the radio and television don't begin now because we don't know. How shall we survive? Everything is exposed. The men who condemn pray evil to us. There's another fear they say. Let's not begin the call. The nation has problems. Now the nation has problems. We begin with the call of the nation.
They are going to
murder us or murder us. Who tells you going to murder you? Remember, it was when Museveni had just come.
I had
not yet gotten born. But I remember those seasons in the Jan of Heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
he had just come, there are people murdering, doing things. I hear people
speaking.
Did expect there will be peace after? Then they wondered how it would happen.
But God was
silent. People were no more being killed. This time they walked through the night. It wasn't like that. This thing began to fear. You don't remember the one who helped you then.
You
forget God who gave us that freedom. Now you fear and say,
also
those things you speak, the thing you speak are right, but they cannot come out now. You can't bring them in the situation prevailing. Now Bobby Wine is coming on presidency. Who tells you he's going to come on the presidency?
Threatens
you when their spirit can be picked in the night, when they are in the bed.
Not
realize the power.
You are
thinking it's your plans to fulfill the things.
You
can pass them here and there. They can target me from there. But think.
If
you move on, speak knowledge. The exceeding power and the way it's going to increase. Speaks in Job 38, he says, many times when you bring darkness in the castle,
and with words without knowledge, there lacks the power of God to save you. Even though Job was to be saved instant, the problem which was some words which held no knowledge, and God came told him, why do you bring darkness in the castle with words without knowledge? You first tie your as to where were you when I put them? You know the power which put them? The thing was one. Though all is prevailing, though you are attacked in any way, try remain bringing knowledge of God. Don't be confused of a situation and you speak things without knowledge. Yeah, those I heard. Families of the acts are no more possible. Problems have attacked us because of being alone. Beings were single. Because they are together, and they have more problems. When they attacked a little, they said, families of the acts are not possible. It can't be possible. You began to speak darkness. Have you read in the Acts they were together? Or did read the families of our prophets? What, you speak things of darkness?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Good,
if you want to see power of the Holy Spirit, which is exceeding,
no matter what situation
begin to speak else because you saw problems. Problems have attacked us. Upon them head on our way. Let's read Job 38.
Yobu asatu munana, nolu nyiri yoli soka.
Job 38 from verse 1.
Awumukama nari yokadamu Yobu, nga ima mumbuya genyinji, na yogera anti, olinyoro kubiri. Aniona alete echiziki za mukutesa.
Njejire mumbuya ganga ya amani.
Came in a storm.
Hanyinji.
He's angered.
Alita amani nga manji.
Brought much power.
So
who's bringing darkness in the castle with words without knowledge? When
it
tries, wants to weaken church of the power of God, and it takes out the power of God from us, begins to cause us to bring darkness in
council.
God, according to his knowledge, he says we do this. You said no. Because of the situation we are in, it is impossible.
I'm going to begin from you.
He allows me to manifest my power. Beat you out of my way.
Yobu asatu munana, nero nyiri yoro kubiri.
Job 38 verse 2.
Aniona alete chiziki za mukutesa, nevi gambe vitali mukumanya. Olinyo yoro kusatu. Kale no wesivechi miu, ngo musajja. Kubanga na kubuza, na uonziremu. Olinyo yoro kuna. Walio liruda wa buenasa we misinji jensi.
Na radiko mubuze vio buyiza.
To ask him things of mighty.
Biju demu wa kumanya na buyiza.
Things of knowledge and authority.
You
don't know how I put heaven and earth.
Said
they are going to. That is the possible. Where were you when I put heaven
and earth?
If you were there,
you would have this
covered the exceeding power which put it there. But you see a sickness and you begin to say, God will not handle this one. And
it
looks at you, he wonders. I purpose nothing impossible with me. You say, I'm not able to do this? Look, the one bringing darkness in the castle. You see, many times we pray.
And
we pray for you, and you yourself, you doubt the prayer.
And
you say, but though he has prayed for me, I don't know whether things will happen.
And you hinder the exceeding power.
Well,
if you believe that prayer is of knowledge and it holds no darkness, you're going to see the exceeding power. But you doubt the counsel of God.
Satan
to bring darkness in counsel. God says when you touch the tree, you will surely die. Condived Satan saying, we shall not die. And he showed his power that you will die. There you've gone in contentions with God. It means
it
has to show you in all ways that it happens, that you never contend with his knowledge and the power behind it. For he tells the man, tomorrow at this time we are going to buy posho at 100 shillings. He said it's impossible. He told him, you will see of it. I'm going to do and you will see it, but not eat of it. There you've gone in contentions with him. I'm going to show you where you go with contentions with God. You go down and we hear.
Job 38
verses
4. Ani yatese ebigera byayo obanga omanyi. Obani yajigerera omugwa. Emisingi gyayo gyasibirwa kuki? Obani yasawe jinja lyayo ekkulu ery'okunsonga.
Namubuuza namuga gomanyi. Nabikola ntya n'obuyinza
bwe. How I made it with a power behind?
Kakati bwe yagala okuwa kanyamanyi gaga.
Want to contend against God's power.
Okumanya kwe.
You contend against his knowledge.
Buli watuleta okumanya.
The time we bring knowledge.
Ngomo yo watu watu obuyinza.
Spirit gives us
power. Awakana.
He urges it.
Yasushinka na manyi gaga katonda.
Meet the power of God.
We speak
in Hosea 4.
He
says God has a charge.
He
has a charge.
In contention,
if you want God to contend with people, till he shows the power, move on with knowledge. He has to prove them. Listen.
We've
gone Hosea 4 from verse 1.
Hosea
4 from verse 1.
Mulire ekigambo kya Mukama mu abaana ba Isirayiri. Kubanga Mukama alina empaka n'abo abali mu nsi.
Alina ki?
He has a charge.
Empaka kati sawa ya kuwakana.
Time of contentions now.
Na yenge mpaka ziva.
But contentions come from
where?
There is no knowledge in the world.
Bwareto kumanya. When you preach knowledge,
they contend against it.
Nga akuba.
And
the
that it shows them.
I don't
want the heads which are beat of the false prophets. It strikes them.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Jesus.
It means what?
When
God brings knowledge, he's brought contentions in the world. But if he brings contention, he prepares power to break everything which lifts itself.
Hosea 4
verse 1.
Mulire ekigambo kya Mukama mu abaana ba Isirayiri. Kubanga Mukama alina empaka n'abo abali mu nsi. Kubanga tewali mazima ne wankubadde okusasira. Ne wankubadde okumanya Katonda mu nsi.
Ulide ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens?
Tewali mazima.
There is no faith.
Ne wankubadde okumanya Katonda mu nsi.
The knowledge of God in the world.
Kati empaka wezijira.
Now contentions come from here.
Hosea 4
verses 2.
Tewali kintu wabula okulayira n'okumenya endagaano n'okutta n'okubba n'okwenda bawaguza n'omusaayi gukoma ku musaayi. Olunyo olwokusatu, ensi kyeriva ewuubaala na buli muntu agituulamu aliyongobera, wamu n'ensolo ez'omu nsiko n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga, weewaawo n'ebyennyanja ebiri mu nnyanja biriggwaawo. Olunyo olwokuna, era naye waleme okubaawo omuntu awakana so waleme okubaawo anenya.
Olidde ekizibu
kyo. You hear the problem?
Empaka abantu nga bawakana ne Katonda.
When people contend with God,
wateekwa okuba nga Katonda aleeta okumanya.
God must be bringing the knowledge.
Nga bawakanya okumanya.
And they contend against knowledge.
Yena asindika amanya agasinga
obungi. The exceeding power.
Alyoke amenye empaka ezo.
Break these contentions of theirs.
And
they will begin to pray and they pray evil. The ministry of the full knowledge of God. And they don't know that they have entered contentions with God this time. Not with us. Now he has to prove he breaks these contentions.
It's
a scripture. It's in the Corinthians. If you remember, we
read
it. He says like this on that scripture.
Tulabula omuntu n'okumanya nga tuwakana buli ekyokola ki
we contend
n'ekiwakana n'okumanya kwa Katonda
everything which argues with the knowledge of God.
So matugende
mbasi read and we move on.
Yes, you was when
praise Jesus.
Kankubulire,
let me tell you,
fenga fe tule tuyita mukumanya,
we pass through knowledge
netuwakanya
and we contend
kati ne Katonda
even God
na iteri
he passes there
na leta amani
he brings power
na yena awakana nabo
he contends with them
paka nga mazo kumenye mpaka
till he's broken their contentions.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri naye by'amaanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo. Olwokutaano, nga tumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okutegeera kwa Katonda.
Ekyekulumbaza
everything which lifts us okulwana
n'okumanya kwa Katonda
the knowledge of God.
Imagine
we are going to read English.
God has
brought knowledge. Those ones who are trying to stand before it, block it, that I will not.
You will
leave the way of God, friend.
Whether
you are what form of Satan.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Last time he said, no matter who you call yourself,
which
is brought knowledge in the world, no matter who you call yourself, and you begin to lift yourself up, you lift yourself against God's knowledge.
It
breaks those contentions.
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing. That exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Let me tell you,
we
are going to add knowledge to bring contentions and every thought which lifts itself up
unto
the knowledge of God.
Nga tukireta mu buwambe paka ngo wambiddwa tetugenda kusabira sana mbo tuwambe ekyalo tuwamba Uganda tuwamba Africa tuwambe
neda no
tugenda leta okumanya paka ngo wambiddwa
knowledge till we've been captured.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus
paka nga buli kirowozo kya muntu ekiri neda
which is holding madness and it's been humbled. Remember, we've understood God prepares the exceeding power to contend with his knowledge.
We don't want you fighting on your own this time.
Knowledge begins to see the exceeding power. Even those who have ever acted against you, they are going to end captured. Knowledge till they have been captured. We shall bring knowledge upon every word.
Even
those who come out to lift themselves up,
at least
will attack some in visions. Others in dreams.
Like he attacked
Apostle Paul.
He told him,
why do you persecute me?
He struck him down.
You contend with who?
You
bring knowledge. You bring things of the Pharisees here. to persecute people with his knowledge. He struck him.
namuziba
amaso. He blinded his eyes.
Ate namugamba.
And he told him,
"Osituka ugeno njulire mangu.
Stand from there, go witness of me."
Era nkulonzo oli kibya
kyange. I chose you my vessel.
Ninga yali wa malala akwe emigo. Abana bakatonda babulira enjiri.
This children of God who preached.
Namusinga nanga yekulumba za kwe.
When he was lifting himself up.
Nalyoka. Amatukubira ekigo.
Struck him down.
Ngatamukutte nako ya mtu nakola.
Even touch him, he looked, he struck him down.
Kakati manye ekintu kimu.
Now know one thing.
Tolina bingi byakukola.
Have not much to do.
Okufuna amanyi ga
Katonda. Get the power of God.
Ebintu bibiri.
There are two things.
Kirizo jule mu okumanya kwechi gambo kya Katonda.
Of the knowledge of God.
Ekyo kubiri. Furumi okumanya okwa kalosha kawunye wona.
Progress of knowledge. Oliokola be amanyi ga singo obunji. And see the exceeding power.
Togenda kubeera oluwane
na mizimu.
Emizimu jitya kumanya. Gotasongere byokumanya.
They fear knowledge.
Ngabimanya amanyi ga
bugaji. If you speak knowledge, they know power is coming along with it.
Era chovula nibo bera mukolesi.
That's why when you're in the vision,
you
speak Abba.
Ngabe kubikulirwa ngabishinda.
They have run.
Jakubo bwana buli obulenzi omusanvu.
Beat the seven.
Nejibugamba kucho kumanya. Paulo tumumanyi na Yesu.
No power of Jesus, but who are you?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. They asked them, "Who are you?" As they looked
them,
they had no knowledge.
We just know
Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Paul preaches that you preach the same.
You
don't know even him. Let's beat these dogs. Demons
were clothing.
For speaking of the Jesus they didn't know, and even Paul. That's why they're in charge of the demons.
As you spoke
to that knowledge, they're on your heads. And they
fire.
Not going.
You
know you don't have knowledge and there is no power also. They
go
tired.
And
let's go, we shall come back tomorrow. They go when they are tired. What familiarity is this?
Demons,
that they will come tomorrow. You come back to who tomorrow?
Because
they know you are empty. Like God tells us in Jeremiah 4, speaks my people, they are senseless. How long will I hear that a prayer?
So
my people are senseless children. They are wise in doing evil,
but doing good
they have no knowledge. In the kingdom of God brings much power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I can't finish this topic. We
can't
finish the entire Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But let me tell you knowledge. What is in the knowledge?
Every time
we are in knowledge. Why do you want us to speak things of ignorance without knowledge?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, because of that word, let's finish down here.
2
Corinthians 10, verses
6.
2 Corinthians chapter
10,
verse
6.
Now, we are ready
to carry
out patience, vigilance against whatever never humbles to God. Vigilance, it's in releasing the progress of knowledge all the time.
Even God
carry vigilance with much power.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So they told
now we shouldn't fear.
tukirize mukama lera sumulure amani
God to lose the power
agasingobu
which is exceeding
nengeri yoke yokukiriza agasumulure yengeri yokukiriza obugaggo bwo kumanya bujule mbibye byebumba
treasure of knowledge filling jars of clay
ati tutandiko fulu myaka wowa
ako kumanya of knowledge
manyaga mbisanyuli akatonda
you know, say the joy of God is our strength
siwe wao
is it not that but God is rejoicing
ayakaro kumanya katonda
he wants the knowledge of God and the offerings
iso kujetola bible
we can rotate the bible
esanyuli akatonda geega
the joy of the Lord but God is rejoicing over what
waduwo yimba letwa yimba
there is a song we sang
chimukama sabo sanyuke
Lord I pray you rejoice
naye ani arujuke
who remembers it it too it came from there that Lord I pray you rejoice when we worship and praise you for your joy is our strength but what rejoices over is the praise and the knowledge let's finish Corinthians
2 Corinthians 10:7 mutunulire ebintu nga bwe biri omuntu yenna bwe yeewulira mulinga wa Kristo ye nti yerowooze kino nate nti yerowooze kino nate yekka nti nga ye bwali owa Kristo era naffe bwe tutyo
omuntu bw'aba alowooza
even a person thing
manya abantu bagamba mbo bali ku Yesu
you know people say they're on Jesus
naye ffe tuli mu Yesu muli muna
we are in Jesus inside him for them they are on Jesus on the top if they think they are on Jesus let them first think we are in inside him
we speak
John 15:7
if
you abide in me
my
words abide in you
ask
all you need to be given you now we
try
to be on Jesus and we got to be in him
even
the first sign is his words are in us we too are on Jesus thank you for being on Jesus we are in him
even
the words of the treasure of knowledge they are in us if you think you are of Christ you do think that we are beyond
Second Corinthians 10:8 kubanga ne bwendi sukirira okwenyumiriza olw'obuyinza bwaffe mukama waffe bwe yatuwa olw'okubazimba
wuliriza obuyinza buno obw'amaanyi amaanyi
authority of the exceeding power
tulina n'otuuka ekiseera nga tuwewaanamu
reach a time and boost over it
era
tewebaka even if we don't pray we sleep
temwebaka
don't you sleep
wewaawo twebaka
otuuka ekiseera nga obuyinza nawe obulaba
authority you see it
if not understood
Abaddon have protected us
there's
one woman
I'm going to
ask that she, and she said when she gave a testimony
she said,
the one who take me from full knowledge let them be struck with the axe to die let them hear it what caused her pick that 2 days back she sent on WhatsApp and she got problems in her home I told her get message of angels of family and I prayed for her on the phone after 2 days these angels of family they went looked for the auntie of the children and they told her take her to the schools as you're going to hear the mother had no money. She took them to school each 1 million shillings they are 3 children now what she did she vowed and said whoever
will
take her from full knowledge let them be struck with an axe on the head to die person vows that when they know what they are up to
bamukuba akabazi ndoza tuyise no bwetuti
Yesu yebazibwe aposo yebazibwe yatonde eggulu n'ensi ng'obusozi n'ensozi tebunnaba kubaawo nga n'enfufu y'ensi tennaba kubaawo aposo okusinziira bye nnakuyitiramu Mukama yakoze nze bano bamalayika ab'amaka bampitiriddeko sipiidi gye baakoleddemu yanneewuunyisizza nze bandese mu kirooto ninga aloota oba naasisimukaddi nze naawe kubanga kye baakoze nakuyitiramu abaana bwe mbadde mpita mu buzibu bw'abaana aposo senga w'abaana gye yavudde saategeddeyo Mukama yamukozeseza ku sipiidi omwana sekendi boni n'amukuba mu kisulo gwewali olabyeyo abaana bye bakyusiza okumuoku mu thadi taamu yamukubye mu kisulo mu ssomero ery'ebbeeyi n'akwata abalenzi awo abamuddako ababiri n'abakuba mu bisulo mu ssomero ery'ebbeeyi masomero ga kakadde kakadde nze bwenne bwe nandikoze no kontrakiti neggwako nendiniwe nga nendeeta ey'okubiri sandisobodde kuweerera abaana mu masomero ga kakadde byampangudde dda nasigaddemu kasala kkubo nawunzewunze dda ne bwe ndi wano oba nseka majeemulukufu oba nseka kisimanyi kuba nawunze ate ng'abateereddeko nobakolera shopping yonna etandika essomero naŋŋamba eriddako gy'olikola naye eno buli kimu kyange aposo bamalayika b'amaka be waŋŋamba bakole ewange munnange sipiidi gye waddukiddeko saagitegedde gwe gwe nnaakagamba ennaku nga ssatu emabega baakoze 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 era nze obujulizi bumpeere mu full knowledge nti ababadde tebakoola bamalayika b'amaka bannange badduka embiro nze bantikkudde sukuulu fiizi z'abaana basatu z'abaana basatu z'abaana basatu Mukama akuwa omukisa bandabire bonna ne full knowledge yonna gindabire kuno kulayira alinzija ku full knowledge wakubwa kabazi ku mutwe male muwa badoni amunsibire ku njegere akasuke paka mbunyi obuta
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Oruganda oyo.
That sister.
Era twamusabira n'agenda ali Abu Dhabi.
We prayed for her. She's traveled. She's in Abu Dhabi.
Naye yali akagenda mirimu gibadde
ginatereranyo. But she had just traveled a job.
Abaana nga bali buli.
Children were in
school fees tewali tata tebitegeerekeka.
Things were not well for her.
Naye kirungi. Bamalayika ba family baayise.
The good angels of family passed there.
Yokulayira kwe.
Ah, vow.
Ali mujja. Ali mujja mu full knowledge.
Whoever will take her from full knowledge.
Kali yeba matika akabazi kumureba kwa sabadoni.
Struck with the axe to Abaddon.
Bamusuli mbunyo butakoma.
And throw her in the pits of hell.
Aburuganda.
Brethren.
Sigenda sukao.
I'm not going beyond that.
Topic hiyo ngazinyo.
That topic is very broad.
Okufuna amaanyi ga Katonda tukoze tutya?
Getting the power of God, what can we do? It's one thing.
Bibiri.
Two things.
Okiriza obugagga obw'okumanya ekigambo kye.
Accepting the treasure of the knowledge of his word.
Obuleta okumanya Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa kye.
His full knowledge of his word and his glory.
Bubeere mu biya byaffe eby'ebbumba.
To be in the jars of clay.
Ate tufulumya akaloosa ke eri amawanga.
We release that progress to the nations.
Amaanyi agasinga obungi.
Exceeding power.
Gave ku Namulonda
ye. It will come from his throne.
Okutuyamba n'otulwanirira mu nnaku ezimu
ezitya. Fight with us in these days.
Mukama akumpeera omukisa.
May God bless you.
Weebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.